Matty McGarran's with me now. How are you, Matt?
Hey, Coz. Good, thank you.
Good, mate. I was waiting for Coz the Moz. I can fix you up, can't I?
I was going to, mate, but I'm hoping things will change, so I'll change.
Well, unfortunately, your horse is out of the Ramorny Keen Array.
Yeah, most unfortunate. I was actually pretty keen to get on his back today. You know, he had some super form, and I couldn't believe the odds that he was. But anyway, not to be.
Yeah, that's life, and you've got to get on with it. Now, you've got some other nice rides here today, though. You got Albert of Monaco in the first. What do you think your chances are on this?
Hopefully pretty good. I've had a super connection with Angela Davies of late. I think I've had five rides before, four winners and a second for her. So hopefully we can continue on with that. And his form's, you know, he's just getting to peak fitness now and up to the journey, which is going to suit. You know, he's drawn a nice soft gate and he's going to have the run of the race to suit. So hopefully we can keep that going.
Race two, you're on one for Taz Morton. Mr. Smarty been very consistent. I suppose you just forgive it's run second up.
Yeah, I think you just have to forgive it. He just wasn't there looking at his replays. No, he never jumped. He never travelled. They've bugged around with a few gear changes for today, and hopefully that's the key to him. He's drawn soft again, so he should get the run of the race and hopefully flip that form around.
Now, Matty, you and Jimmy Jarvis usually team up and knock off a race here at the Carnival in the third. Can you do it with an impulsive manoeuvre?
It'd be nice. He's just drawn a bit sticky, this horse. I've had a good association with this horse, and he was pretty good first up. He just had a big weight of 62 kilos. You know, he drops to 58 today. Only thing is that sticky draw. If he hasn't had the luck, he's in this race up to his ears.
All right, you're on Rocksonic in the fourth. This horse came from down south, only had a couple of runs up here. You've ridden it both times.
Yeah, he's second up today, but he had a few trials before that, and he was good enough the other day over the 1,200 metres, come from a long way back and hit the line and was probably held up the last 70 metres of the race. He just never got clear running. The gap sort of closed on him, and I had to shut him down, so... Coming into a race like this, I know he's only a class one horse in this class two race with a weight of 58.5, but in saying that, he's won over the mile, he's won on the soft track, so, and he done that down south of Wyong, so you bring him to a race like this at grass and, you know, he should be very competitive.
Matt, in the fifth, you're on a horse here, Dawn Wide, Moringa's Heim. It should almost have won its first two runs this time in. It's had 2 seconds and it should have nearly knocked him off.
Yeah, he's been a bit like that, though, this horse. He's had 15 goes for 4 seconds and a few thirds, I think. So he's been always around the mark, but he never had any luck the other day. And he ran into a good horse the other day in Paystick. You know, I can see that horse winning in Sydney for sure of a Saturday. So and never had any luck either. So, you know, I being only a country maiden as well, I think he should be right in this.
Is your best ride in the Guineas, Charm Princess?
I'd like to think so, because it's worth a bit more money. she was really good the other day, because over the 1,400 in the prelude, she done it tough and with a big weight. She had to carry 59 the other day, and she got spat off the track at the 1,000 and was three deep from there. And they come out and poleaxed her again at the 500 and screwed her sideways, and she really knuckled down upon straightening and put them away. And as I said, she done that with 59. She comes here today, and I've got to ride her half over, so she'll carry 55. But it's only a small field now, so the favourite it'll probably end up leading. But you know, at least I know it won't be too far away from me come the corner. So you know, the favourite's definitely going to be hard to beat. But my little filly, as I say, with this turnaround in the weight and that. That top weight goes from 55 the other day to 61. So, both of us have got I've got a really good weight turnaround on it, you know. So I think she'd go really well.
Now, question without notice: your ride's gone in the Ramorny. If you could throw your leg over another one in the Ramorny, what would you like to ride?
Oh, geez, you know, I've always like care to think. I trialled him and rode him in his early days when he was a young horse, and I've always liked him. He does have a few breathing issues and whatnot, but I've liked him from a young horse. So without knowing the others too much, you know, I'd probably like to get another crack at him.
All right. Well, Matt, good to catch up and good luck today.
Cheers. Thanks, Cozzy.
Thanks, Matt. Matty McGarren. Now, it is right on 10 o'clock, or a minute past, actually. It's Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now. John O'Farr.